evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is a Friday night, and it is 2/16/2024. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, gold is up $10.82 today at $2015.67. Silver up 49 cents to 23.49, and platinum. What's old Platt at? 916.95. It's up $10.48. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, stuff is starting to move on certain areas. And I guess if all the hostages are not released, Israeli hostages by Hamas. Allegedly, the Israelis are going to invade Rafah, attack Rafah, and until they are, and that's the last remaining city in the Gaza. And I remember when they gave up the Gaza. The Israelis used to have a lot of people, their own people there. They gave up Gaza. But, you know, this thing is just going the wrong direction. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to say this in general. Things are not being picked up by the regular news media necessarily at all. They take the handout. They're also being told to shut the heck up and to stay away from stuff. The story like I did last night, I guarantee I still stand by all that stuff, stories. And although it's allegedly, it could allegedly be satire. You know what I'm saying? But there ain't no documentation except what was put up by the Channel 12, and they were told some bull crap by the local cops saying they can't tell them what's going on and that it must have been something about a shooting. But I'll tell you what, sporadic automatic weapon fire, allegedly a loose bucket of sunshine or more, and then the telltale was the next day even, multiple military helicopters in and around the Cincinnati airports, okay? The stuff on the Tuesday that took place, just incredible. The person who saw the initial helo tracking down 71 Highway in Ohio, of course, you know what? The guy that said anything about Hunter and Joe taking any money from the Ukraine, he's been arrested now. I guess they're going to throw him in the clink. They'll probably put him in the clink with Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing I told you weeks ago, this thing is about put a fork in and it's about done. And it is about done. And I suggest strongly that you start to figure out that you are the person. You and your family, your people on your rancho or on your farm or in your business are the ones that are going to be standing against the stuff that's going to come down the pike, the bad guys. Now, got sent a story about the National Sheriff's Association today, and they're talking about all the terrorism events, you know, the 2 million terrorists. I mean, that are here. Yet at the same time, Mayorkas and Red China Joe let them all in. And then the Red China Joe's staffer who mishandled China and the Iranian secrets still retains high security Pentagon job. Once is a happenstance, twice is coincidence, my friend TK says. Three times in any action. How about 300 times? In the alleged opinion, our nation has been taken over and is being run by traitors. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you what, man. This is not going the way it's supposed to go. Trump, supposedly now, and his people got to pay $360 million. $360 million on the deal where they nobody was hurt, no banks were stiffed, where they had a thing where they gave the information, and then they also then told all the banks and insurance companies, do your own due diligence and figure it out, and then let us know what you're going to do. Standard business practice. Well, basically, Trump came out this afternoon. He said, hey, business is done in New York, and people are starting to move out. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're a corporation in New York, you'd better get the heck out of New York State and New York City. And even old Sean Hannity has moved out of New York. Moved out of, New York and moved to Florida. God bless you there, Mr. Daryl Lee. Thank you for all your prayers. This one I'm going to click on. Somebody sent me a story. I didn't get a chance to read it. 10 grocery products that won't be available next month. Disruptions in the economy due to the pandemic have only been exacerbated. It says here, and this is the Epic Economist. Okay, I'm going to see what. And I got to click on the whole story, but I don't know. Let's see. Well, you know, this too much stuff here. Go to the Epic Economist and say what the 10 grocery products won't be available next month. Everything's on video or audio, and I can't do it. Okay. Wheat products, corn products, sunflower oil, meats, you to read more. Sriracha, milk products, tomatoes and tomato paste and all that stuff is really going up. Sugar products, canned goods, citrus fruits. I'm telling you, you better get foods. I'm going to read these again. Wheat products, corn and corn products, sunflower oil, meats, tomatoes and tomato products, milk and milk products, sriracha, okay, sugar products, canned goods, and citrus fruits. Now, that is the 10 products they're talking about right there. I'm going to tell you what, more food, if you can do nothing else, and get you a couple extra cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup a week if you can at the grocery, because I will tell you what, you got vegetables, meat, potatoes and stuff all in there, but get yourself canned goods, regular canned goods, but also if you can, long-term storage food products. And excuse me, I'm trying to get my oxygen thing up here so it's not making the noise of the beep beep on a portable oxygen machine. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, for all the people that have cancer or heart problems or any kind of an illness, and then I pray also for that the Lord Jesus would touch me and provide a medical miracle to me and remove this cancer from my body and from everybody else's bodies out there. Okay, and restore them back to more optimum health, and me as well. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Yeah, there's, I think on the Twitter, bird on National Sheriff's Association has a lot of information about the terrorists. And Richard Jones has talked about putting full auto weapons in the squads of the deputies. And I hope he did. And I believe he probably did. And I'll tell you, that's what I would suggest for everybody. There's a video, a breaking report. National Sheriff's Association confirms that over 2 million terrorists have come into the United States. Now, that's where I believe Richard Jones had learned some of the stuff. I don't know from the FBI or whatever, but I will say this, is that That's about right. And that's from conservativeroof.com. That's at conservativeroof, ROOF.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The world is about ready to go zippity-doo-dah. They're talking about U.S. Convoys and troops in Poland. Of course, we've been there for a long time. And we're probably about ready to go to war. Somebody is going to go to war, and there'll be a last straw with Russia. Be a last straw with Russia. There'll be a last straw with Iran, or there'll be a last straw with China, or one of all the above. And then it'll be pop goes the weasel inside the United States. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I have to do this. Excuse me. I'm very sorry to do that, but I have to do it. Lord told me just to go ahead and do it because I cannot breathe. Cannot breathe through the oxygen with a stuffed up nose. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is, let's see here what we got. Okay. Let's see, this is when I was U.S. Civil Defense News, okay? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of stuff here that's just... The government will mess with you. I'm just going to tell you this right now. The United States government will mess with you big time. They will send guys down in Tahoes that have Chinese men that come to your door at 2:30 in the morning, all kind of stuff like that. They'll goof your computers up. They will come to people who actually saw helicopters trailing somebody down 71 Highway who is a... Yes, who is a prominent ham and egger, SIGINT person who knows even after you get ordered to remove all your stuff under penalties of whatever from websites talking about ham sightings, etc., and this thing in Cincinnati. Says, I'm not crazy. I know what I saw. Okay. So, but the government won't mess with you. They'll send people out to you. They'll do all kind of crazy things. Or they send, in some cases, people to get you. And the several times Brother Quayle had somebody in the back alley behind his store. I remember that vividly. And then that became a Mexican standoff, in a sense, because Steve was carrying or packing as well. And then somebody who stopped down the hill at a gas station wanting to know where Brother Quayle lived at that particular time, up the hillside or up in the mountains. He lives somewhere differently now, but be that as it may. Or when the fishermen came down the hill fishing in areas that nobody fished in, particularly on private property, and they get picked up by Brother Quayle's cameras, you know. Or then when I'm on the back porch talking to Brother Quayle, one time on the phone, that was about, that was 19 years ago or 18 and a half years ago. And I was on the back patio and then I just saw something like a flash, and at the time I just took a leap onto the patio, and I heard the crack of the rifle, and it missed me, okay? And then what was very interesting is that the allegedly the MMB, the Mighty Men of Valor, up above, high up above, in the overwatch position, then took out whoever fired that shot, because then it went kaboom, all right? So this stuff never makes it on television. They say, well, why don't you call the police? Well, because the police are told what to do by the federals or by the military, you see. It's just not the way it used to be. It might used to be that the LAPD could knock the crap out of the FBI in a parking garage, you know, as done in the military or as done in the movie where they all were wearing the hats, Nick Nolte and different people, you know. And they were the squad, the famous LA boy squad that back in the day, the detectives. Forget the name of the movie, it's a good movie. But consequently, this is messed with by FBI and the LAPD. Could bop, you know, somebody with in the movie at least, which is all allegedly, but based on possibly true. Hit him with a slapjack, you know, a few times. Okay, well, that's all over with. Now it is the Luciferian. We live in the Luciferian communist dictatorship, as evidenced where they're taking and saying, hey, New York corporations, oh, like the stock market or the big banks or the Rockefellers or somebody, they don't ever tell a story. They don't ever, you know, change values or their values that they change based on something else are different than what somebody else might base their values on. But all I know is that basically this thing is done. We're pretty much done, except at the local level and down to your block, your rural road, old Rural Route 1 or Rural Route 33 or whatever it might be. All right. And if you don't remember when they had the Jade, Jade Helm? They were fixing to take you on. All right. And they said, we know quite a little bit about shirts, what shirts people wear in North Carolina, but we needed to know what shirts people wear in Texas or California, Oklahoma or Kansas or Missouri or whatever it is. But I don't think we're going to have the opportunity to do that. You got the Israel Defense Forces allegedly in an airstrike this week killed President Assad's brother, who was Maher al-Assad, known as Syria's thug-in-chief, may have been killed in an Israeli strike on Damascus yesterday, according to Syrian opposition media. Well, if that's the case, then you're going to see something from that. The Mulholland Falls. Yes, thank you there, my brother. Somebody from Oregon just sent me. It was Mulholland Falls. That was the name of the movie. And that's based on a real live event, in a sense, from what I understand. The case that we're talking about here, where we've got terrorists inside the United States, I mean, the Chinese have been coming in for quite some time. 20,000 red Chinese. There's obviously more than that that are here. And the minute they come across, they get vectored with information as to where to go to pick up their money, their transport, et cetera, and also to get firearms. And most of those guys are coming in with $200 or $300 military backpacks. They look sort of, more plain looking in the sense, or shall we say civilian looking, but they're really good, decent military backpacks, probably $200, $300 for the pack. And they're going to have stuff that they'll put in them. And then immediately, from what we understand, the Red Chinese, then they're then taking rifle range shooting and, out in the woods, and they're shooting rifles and pistols at targets and getting proofed up, getting ready to go. And Red China Joe, then they arrest the guy that says, oh, well, they're taking money from the Ukrainians, don't you know? Well, who's going to say that who in Ukraine isn't going to say that, oh, they're not wrong? They'll say, oh, no, nobody ever said anything, because why? They're going to get another $60, $70, billion dollars, apparently. And that's the idea that Red China Joe's got going on. So, my friends, there's no real exact documentation as we might have known in the old days, because I'll tell you, the regular news people are not on the, they just don't have the ability to do the right thing and to get the news and the press. And then the government is then surveilling them. You remember back when Trump's people were all being surveilled, and we talked about all that early on in 2016, all of that. Then you remember I read to you from a booklet who talked about the Five Eyes watching everybody, the Five Eye intelligence countries, all right, U.S., Canada, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, etc., you see. And the Five Eyes could watch somebody here, but the U.S. is not watching. Or the U.S. watches them over there in England, but, oh, no, there's nobody from GCHQ is watching the English, etc., etc., etc. Yeah, oh man, let's see what we got here. I'm trying to look and see. It's RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And here's what somebody from Maelstrom in the area said. There was a report of an active shooter at Maelstrom, this was yesterday, in Great Falls on the local news, and the announcer said that it was a false alarm, as no one was shot, no injuries, and there was no one involved in any shooting. And then they showed the SWAT wagon, however, backing up, leaving Maelstrom. Kind of weird to have a report like that on the news, and then have them say there was no active shooter, and it was a false report. Yeah, well, I don't think it was. That is the exact place, Maelstrom, where Darth Dovehunter and Rex Arbusto's people took some loose buckets of sun out of back a number of years ago. And they ended up down in Louisiana getting ready to be put on a buff to go overseas, that they were going to be used, apparently or allegedly used, to blow up some Iranian boats at that period of time and blame the Iranians that, that they were trying to blow up U.S. ships. Okay? So consequently, we've been bottling all this for so long, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not even funny anymore. Not even funny. We've had other loose buckets of sunshine, which is a nuclear device of some sort, okay? A radioactive material that could be utilized for something else. And meanwhile, U.S. People are skipping meals to deal with food inflation. Now, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And God bless our friends. The Nunamakers, God bless them who have been missionaries in the Indochina for years. And we talk about anything that goes to them, we provide, helps to provide Bibles and songbooks in the language of the Montagnard tribe villages. Each village has a different language. And then also, some of the stuff goes to transport vehicle. And we're working good on that, apparently. And then to make sure that those Bibles go to the right places. And then also, I talked to you about it. It's just, they're on fire for the Jesus in the, you know, in the Montagnard villages. Because I'll tell you, we had the one people's house it's being used as a church over there. And it grew so big that people were outside. And so then they said, well, we need to build another structure. And they built a small $20,000 church there. And I believe that some of you helped to contribute to that so they could have another, you know, 50 or 100 people could be in a covered area. But I will tell you what, the Nunamakers, Nunemaker, Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Yerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. Anything that you send them goes to work over there to help the old Montagnards who are on fire for Jesus. And who, God bless them, learning about Old Hawk, apparently have prayed for Old Hawk over here. I sincerely thank him for that. And I thank all of you. I can feel, it's almost like I can feel when a prayer goes up from out here in the audience somewhere. God bless you. God bless you all, because I'll tell you, I'm still trying in the face of what I was told to do by the Archangel Michael when I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what's to come and how to possibly prepare, that I'm told to continue doing that until the Lord will call me home, okay? That I don't know when it might be, but I'm still here in spite of everything, and I'm still here with a better voice than what I had when I first came back on the air. So God bless every one of you for your prayers and any assistance. And believe me, anything is most needed and welcome. You kept Old Hawk in the game for over 19 and a half years, and I pray that you continue to do so to help Old Hawk stay in the game. and strike blows against the Lucys with the old Louisville slugger right in the shins or upside the head. Could be sent to Hawk if Federal Reserve notes, easiest. A little bit of silver, easy. Gold, easy. Platinum, whatever it might be. Or a check. Or a money order. Make sure on the money order you fill out the information of the, you know, that you need to put on there, or the bank won't take it from whoever sent it. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And to my old friend in Amarillo out there, Ginny, hello to you out there, and may the Lord bless you and keep you, and thank you for all you do. To the old Warrensville Drive crew and all the people, to all of the good people everywhere, the Buffalo gals and the Ohio folk and the Western Kansas rifle shooters and the Missouri Ozark folk and the Upers and all the people all around the Allegheny crew, which is a good crew out there. They got a tough bear hunting beagle dog out there who can put you right on a bear quicker than you can say lickety split. God bless them for all they do. Lord Jesus, I'm still here. Lord Jesus, I'm still striking blows against thine enemies. And I'm still trying to warn the remnant. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Oh, man, oh, man. I think that, quite frankly, if you need to get some gold or silver, because I'll tell you what, any cash is good, but the gold and the silver in the long term is going to go wild weasel up when the events really start to go, and it may be the only thing that's tangible that you'll have, that you'll be able to trade, that you'll want to trade. Because you don't want to trade your ammunition, and you don't want to trade your food. Well, if you had some extra 22 long rifle, but I'll tell you what, you'd have to be careful who you traded it with. You might trade for some hen eggs or something like that, I suppose. And anything that you can do, another can of chunky soup, another can of Progresso soup, canned goods of any sort, as they say. And I'll tell you, boxes of the sugar, all the different products we talked about, wheat products in that list. Tomato products, tomato goods are going up huge. Lady J talked to us about that a couple weeks back, and I brought that out on the air as the tomato sauce and tomato paste and all the tomato products are just going nuts in terms of pricing because there's a shortage of tomatoes. Problems with them. So I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better keep in the game. And as far as Brother Quayle helping you, stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You may get his capable manager, Daryl, or you may get Tyler, his son, who's now doing podcasts as well as Steve. And I think he's doing a pretty good job on those. Or you might get Stephanie, his daughter, perhaps. I don't know. Or Steve himself. You tell them old Hawk sent you, and he gets you set up with whatever gold or silver that you need. And whatever books are left of Brother Quayle's, you know, whether it be any kind of a book he's got left, Empire Beneath the Ice, or, you know, any of the different ones. Terminated, Xenogenesis, Aliens, Fallen Angels, I don't know what he's got left, Giants books themselves. Buy whatever you get, because I'll tell you, they have so many different big books and so many pages with tons of footnotes, which you can then research further. And you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Get you some gold, get you some silver, any of his books that are left. Sign up for the private briefings or the Q Files 2.0 and get some more information. Brother Quayle's information is from different folks than my information, and then it dovetails mostly on the stuff. And sometimes one presages the other, another presages the other as well. So consequently, you'll find that you'll be in good support by knowing the future, anything that you can know, okay? Because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we got to watch out of what's coming down the pike, okay? Got to watch out what's coming down the pike. Now, somebody sent me this. I don't know who has talked to me about it, but Mr. MW. Urgent alert, Biden DHS. Ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ah, oh, just incredible. Just incredible. I was getting ready to read that, and then bingo. All right, I don't know where that went. Don't know where that went. Let's see what we got. Not there. Very interesting. Oh, I see what they did to me. Good old boys. Yes, sir. They just flipped my switch back to 2023, very interesting. Okay. And then somebody just removed something from my whole deal. All right. All kinds of people in this country, all kinds of terrorists, getting different reports of different people. Different place in the United States, California, Ozarks, Texas, all over the place, Ohio, New Jersey, Atlantic City, all those places like that. And then they're all over New York. Hello to the people out at the old stagecoach stop. May the Lord Jesus touch you all out there and protect you against all evil. And may that little tough little dog run them coyotes and run them wolves out of that area. The little baby dog, which is just barks up a storm. I think you could take on a bear. God bless you all out there. And all the people, all my friends out there, with the SH crowd, God bless you. And God bless the beekeepers and everybody down in the South Carolina. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. God bless you all. and everybody in North Carolina, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, upstate New York. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. It's my pleasure to be on the air with you. And I try to do the best I can. And consequently, the Lord has preserved me to do whatever it is I'm doing here. And we get you good information as much of the time as we possibly can, okay? Yes, sir, I had a very interesting email that was removed, totally removed from the system when they flipped me to the different dates. All right. Anyway, looking at that stuff, and it's just incredible. Now, you can reach Old Hawk at RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. That's an email. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. The necessary stuff that's going on in the Mideast is right out of the Gog-Magog War. Excuse me. And here we go. I found this email again. Let's see what we got here. Apparently, the Biden DHS, Mayorkas, and all the crew has stated that the Biden administration's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has ready plans for the mass release of thousands of illegal immigrants under the guise of needing to cut detainee holding capacity. Well, they're over capacity in whatever small number of shelters are available. Four officials at ICE and the Department of Homeland Security who spoke to the Washington Post claimed that it is due to a $700 million budget shortfall, which allegedly would have been funded under the $95 billion foreign aid package scuttled by the House Republicans for failing to address the border crisis. No, that was $95 billion, was $69 billion or $70 billion was for the Ukraine, $14 billion for Israel, some for Taiwan, and then very little for the border, southern border. Consequently, I'm telling you, they could stop the stuff down there on the border in a heartbeat if Biden wanted, but he totally reversed Trump's stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you, this thing is going to get really crazy wild. Really crazy wild, and you better be prepared for it, and you're not going to understand why we're not seeing it on the regular TV, because you ain't going to see it. Because they are given the handout and told to obey and to walk down the line. Otherwise, they lose their television or their radio license. Unless you're Soros, who allegedly is buying up a company. What's his name? What is it? Odyssey or or Audacity or whatever the name of it is. I forget the name of it. And they own 235 radio stations, and they're investing in that prior to this election this year. So you're going to have Soros running another 235 radio stations. In the old days, you couldn't even own more than 30 or 40. Couldn't own 10 or 11. You couldn't own the media like you own the media today. 2024, 30,000 Chinese illegals encountered at the border. So far, oh, that's in the so far in the fiscal year, 30,000 this fiscal year. So that's October through now, 2024, okay? And if that pace continues through the first 4 months, continues to year's end, according to the Border Patrol, the final figure will dwarf the massive influx of the possible spies and sleeper military personnel who crossed the border since the beginning of fiscal 2021. Nearly 20,000 of the Chinese illegally crossed the southwest border, and the vast majority of those in the San Diego sector. Yes. So that's what we got going. Food prices, everything going to go to the roof. But I'm going to tell you what it is. The fact is, you're going to have a situation where stuff is not going to be available, whether it be food or something else. Aha, yes, I'm talking, I'm hearing about Muslim types down in the Ozarks. Hearing about Muslim types down in the Ozarks and the compound where they're at is very well armed, apparently. Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to come a reckoning. You're going to see it come down the pike. And I will tell you what, you'd better get as much food. And by that, I mean long-term storage food, but you need water to reconstitute long-term storage food. So therefore, I do recommend canned goods as well. It's heavier, yes. But once you get the water in the other, you're going to have a, you know, if you don't have enough water or purification of the water with whatever water purification or filtration system you might have, and if necessary, you got to boil the water, strain it, boil it. But we have a problem if you don't have the food. Because we're not all going to be, well, I'm going to live. I remember people used to say, well, I'll live off the land. I'll go to the mountains and live off the land. Well, let me tell you something. We got a few more million people, and we have, in a sense, less game in many cases than we used to have in the old days when there was 5 to 25 million Native Americans living in the United States. And my old buddy Crazy Horse, I haven't heard from you for a while up in the Montana or up in the mountains. You better get that 450 Buffalo, get that Buffalo rifle, 450, I think it's a 470, excuse me. Buff rifle sighted in good. And you're probably getting a little snow up in there too. Got about an inch of snow here today, and then I think in the Ohio Valley and the rest of the Missouri, Mississippi Valley, there's, and around the Great Lakes, there's going to be a lot more snow. Going to be some out east as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go another night with these Luciferians without a fight. You really do not. And I would like to read to you, of course, from the Declaration of Independence. I like this piece right here. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the U.S. people of the United States, the Americans, to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of the colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. And the history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having indirect object the establishment of an absolute tyranny to cover these states. You think it's any different today? When people get visited in the middle of the night and they're told to remove stuff from their websites, that is the truth. Under threat of God knows what. Well, all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is the people that run this deal, they may have gotten this guy Smirnoff, who he said he supposedly lied about Burisma. Red China Joe getting $5 million and Hunter getting $5 million. Well, the Ukraine sure ain't going to say that he's a true teller, because they'd like to get $69 or $70 more billion from you, the taxpayer. And to a certain degree, I can understand if you're going to fight Russia and all of that. But here, pretty quick, like, there's going to be the last straw, and Russia's going to say plop, plop, and there goes the hypersonic missile, and go kaboom, kaboom. Or they just tell little Kim, the Chinese do, drop your bombs, your EMP bombs from your satellites, little Kimmy, or in geosynchronous orbit, the North Koreans, and pop the EMP weaponry, or pop the power grid in the United States. You blow a few of these things up, and pretty soon, if you just took out 9 key power substations in the United States, or 9 or 10, the whole power grid would collapse anyway. I don't know where they're all at, but we had one of them one time was out there in California, where somebody shot out the transformers with a rifle, dipped all the oil down, and then they went into the tunnel to where there was all the electronics were down in there in that little tunnel, giving the heads up to other places that something was wrong or in a problem in that substation. And somebody had gone in there and shut off the alarm stuff. And then they did it again out there. And that's been in the last 15, 16 years. Ladies and gentlemen, 19 and a half years online is a long time. And it's up to you to keep me on if you want me to keep any of this information going, because I'll tell you, there is power in the blood of Jesus, and I want to strike blows against his enemies and warn any of the remnant of what is to come and how to possibly prepare. One thing I know that people are short on is medical supplies, bandages, blood soaker bandages. All kind of stuff, over-the-counter medicine, you know, fish antibiotics. Nurse Amy and the doctor, they've got all kind of information about using fish antibiotics. And that's just an idea. He's a medical doctor. He'll tell you about getting them, and you've got a little bit of something. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm proud to be on the side of Lord Jesus, to be the commander-in-chief, the true commander-in-chief. Let me know what to do. And basically he's telling me, stay in the game as long as I possibly can. and to keep getting the word out as long as I possibly can. So I'll tell you, mighty men and women of valor in your spacecraft with your exotic weaponry and the ability and the knowledge of other planets and other different asteroids and the moon, etc. May you protect and knock out any of the people that are trying to destroy the United States. You've done over the years high-level nests, but many of you have left the planet because of attacks and continued attacks. And if we go back to those Nuke Dukes coming out of Maelstrom allegedly and then seeing them down in Louisiana, and then after that, in that old Houston ship channel, there was a firefight down in there where the MMB took out some people that were other U.S. military that were trying to kill them. And we've had incidents in the past years where the MMB, the son of one of the head of the MMB generals that Brother Quayle talks about over the years, four star general, but he's an intelligence rank, so you don't know who it is. I looked through 85 pages of the internet one time because I knew the last name, and consequently, I only found one reference in 85 pages deep in the internet, and it was a high school graduation. But I do recall when Brother Quayle read that on air about the son of a certain general who had been taken out and been carved up with a knife by other U.S. military in opposition to them on a road in North Dakota, okay, as I recall, and killed him with the blades. Don't go into there, lose a fairy, a knife down a fine. You stand for the Lord Jesus. You stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your business, for your children. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high tech and put the hurt on the ones that are in the world trying to destroy the true Americans and those of the Lord Jesus. Bending Ridge, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner if you can. And Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you're his best on the optics and hand-to-hand. No peer as far as I know. Straight down the line of Bruce Lee. And his teachers that came after him. Road and Track and Little L, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Say hello to your mother and father. And stay up on your studies. I know you're doing real good. Good night.